All right, let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Mark, chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. I'd like for us to look at a very familiar passage of Scripture. Today it's the passage that deals with the Lord healing a blind beggar, blind Bartimaeus, the Lord Jesus Christ, being in the days of his humiliation, the days of his servitude unto the Father, he who was made flesh and dwelt among us, came into this world, the Scripture says, not to be ministered to. That's what he says in verse 45 of Mark 10. He said, "For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto." Let me ask you this. What are we going to do for the Lord? What are we going to do for Him? I tell you what we need. We need for the Lord to do something for us. This is what He said. "The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give His life a ransom for many." Now, when the Lord Jesus Christ was on this earth, He went about, the Scripture says, doing good. And doing good. What He did for the glory of His Father, for the good of His people, and to teach His people. He healed. He healed the blind. He raised the dead. He gave hearing to the deaf. He gave strength in the legs to those that were lame. But why He did this? It wasn't that He was here just to heal. But what He was doing was He was teaching us spiritually that which He came into this world to do for His people. He came, the Scripture says, to give His life a ransom for many. He's telling us that what He's doing for the salvation of His sheep, of His people. So here we are in this blessed passage of Scripture, and the Lord is going about. His steps are being directed. He must needs go. Remember when there was a woman that He had to meet at a well, in Sychar, city called Sychar. And He was going to meet this one. He must needs go through Samaria because there was one of His own there. Well, He's doing the same thing. Here the Scripture declares in verse 46, "And they came to Jericho. And as He went out of Jericho with His disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, set by the highway side, begging." Now, imagine where the Lord is. The Scripture says that He's coming to a place called Jericho, a cursed city, cursed of God Almighty, a city that was a very fit, proper picture and type of this wicked world. Remember when the Scriptures declares that God looked in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5. And He saw that every imagination of the thoughts of men were only evil continually. Well, this city of Jericho is a cursed city, and it's a picture of where we are. We're in a world that Almighty God is going to destroy. And He's going to make new. He's going to make a new world, and it's going to be created and ruled in righteousness. But this world in which we live right now is a wicked world. We're sojourners. We're pilgrims traveling through this world, a world by nature in which the light of God's glory in Christ shines, but it shines in darkness. And the darkness comprehends it not. But in this cursed city, now it says he came to Jericho. Now listen to this. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, he's coming into a city and he's going out of a city. Doesn't say that there was anybody in particular in that city that he was going to stop for. Walked in and walked out. But while the scripture declares that he was going out, it said that there was a blind man. His name was Bar, that means son, Timaeus. And the scripture interprets his name for us. The son of Timaeus. He was a boy that was born. He was a child that grew up. He's a blind man. And he's the son of his daddy. That's what he said. Daddy's name was Timaeus. What's his name? Bartimaeus. Son of Timaeus. Now, let's consider what's being said right here. Who are we? We're all sons of our daddy. And his daddy, and his daddy, and his daddy, and all the way back to Adam. So here's what we are, sons of Adam. We go all the way back. And we just like Adam as he fell in the garden and disobeyed God, that's the way we are. We're all sinners. We're sinners by birth. We were conceived in sin. And we came forth from my mother's womb speaking lies. And so we're just like all that ever went before us. The blood of Adam flows through our veins. So here we are, out of the same lump, sons of Adam. And Bartimaeus, the scripture declares, he was blind. But let me ask you this. Is that not the way we are by nature? All of us, born into this world spiritually blind, sick, crown of our head, sole of our feet, no soundness. Our wounds are not bound up, they're not mollified, there's no ointment put on them, we're just oozing vessels of rebellion against God. And the scripture says that here's what he was doing. He sat by the wayside begging. Now he was begging for the alms of this world that perish. I don't doubt that one bit. He was probably at this particular moment when he was sitting on the wayside there, the sideway of the side of the highway. He was begging, asking people if anybody could spare a dime, and oblivious to the need of his soul. But what a blessing that this man was a beggar. Almighty God had, in mercy and grace, made that man to be nothing more than a beggar. Brought him down to the very lowest of vocations. All he could ask for was help from the hands or for the mercy of others. But was this not those that the Lord came to this world to save? Those that are spiritually blind, spiritually ignorant. He was blind, and just think, probably from birth. I'm assuming, I don't know, but if he was blind from birth, he didn't know any better. What did he know? He'd never seen the sun, never seen another person. He was a beggar. He was ignorant of his plight. He wasn't able to do anything about it. And the scripture declares in verse 47, 48, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. Now here's a blessed thought. When he heard, faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. What this man had heard before, I don't know what this man had heard prior to this moment, right now. We're not told. But here's what we know. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more, a great deal, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Now, you think, here's the Lord. He's walking, he's coming, he went into Jericho, he's going out of Jericho. On the other side of Jericho, he's not stopped. People, I don't doubt for one second, is talking. There's a multitude. The scripture says that here in 46, as the Lord went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people. How many people? I don't know. But there was a big number of people. How much do you think they were talking? Oh, well, they were just walking down the road. Everybody's talking. Everybody's, you know, the big roar of conversation. And out of the midst of that roar, of that conversation, somebody says something, and that blind man heard it. And what he heard them say was Jesus of Nazareth was passing by when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. But notice what blind Bartimaeus cried out. Immediately, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, "Jesus, thou Son of David." The Spirit of God took what that man heard someone say, who it was, and the Spirit of God taught that man immediately, that's the Messiah. That's the one who's passing by. And the Lord gave him a heart, made him willing to cry out unto the Lord and to Him. This wasn't just a Jesus of Nazareth. It wasn't just that one that most referred to with contempt. Whenever Peter in Matthew 26:71 was gone out, the scripture says, into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto him that were with him, "This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth." It was a title. It was a title of his earthly birth, but it was a title of contempt. Mark 1:24. The scripture says that a man with an unclean spirit had a demon. He said he was in the synagogue, and he said unto the Lord, now here's what the demon said, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." He knew who he was and referred to him with words of contempt, "Thou Jesus of Nazareth." The chief priests and Pharisees came to take the Lord in the garden, and the Lord asked them in John 18, verse 5, "Whom seek ye?" And they answered, listen, they didn't say, "Jesus, thou Son of David." They didn't say the Messiah. Here's what it is. "Jesus of Nazareth." That's who we want. This one that's claimed to be God. But many resented him and called him by that common name, just like most religionists. And if you hear this message and you've heard this or you said this yourself, we don't refer to him. God's people don't refer to him as Jesus. They don't refer to him with just that common name. Spirit of God spoke to him or of him as that. But we don't talk and say his name like that. It's the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ. Christ himself. And so when you hear someone just referring to him as Jesus, that's so disrespectful. He is the Lord of glory. But then there were times, not only did many use that name Jesus of Nazareth as a word of or title of resentment, there was t- times when this title was used to rebuke those who had resented him and not believed on his name, that name that set forth his humility and his servitude unto the Father. Whenever the Lord was pleased to call Saul of Tarsus out of darkness, this is in Acts 22. Acts 22, verses 4 to 8. Saul of Tarsus, remember, he was going to go to Damascus. He had letters of authority, and he was going to go, and he was going to take those who were of the way, the ones that had claimed to believe on this Jesus of Nazareth, this one who claimed to be God. And Saul of Tarsus had these letters, and he was going to take those letters of authority, and he was going to take them and bring them back to Jerusalem and throw them into prison. And when the Lord stopped him, and now Paul, the apostle, is relating what happened to him in Acts chapter 22 and verses 4 to 8. He's telling what happened. And here, he's talking about the Lord that stopped him. Verses 4 to 8, Acts 22, it said, I persecuted this way, unto death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women, as also the high priest doth bear me witness, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brethren, and went to Damascus to bring them which were there bound unto Jerusalem for to be punished. And when I came, that as I made my journey, and it came to pass, I'm sorry, that as I made my journey, and was come nigh to Damascus, about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me, and I fell into the ground. I heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. Who am I? I am the Lord. I am that Jesus of Nazareth that you persecuted and denied. And I'm calling you. And he called Paul, you know this, and called him to be an apostle. And so the world has no problem referring to this holy one of heaven, Jesus of Nazareth. They have no problem referring to him commonly as if he's one that just came to try to make this world a better world, trying to reform men, trying to give men a chance and to allow him to serve, to save them, but to refer to him as the Son of David, to refer to him as the Messiah, to refer to him as the sovereign God who was ever before the Father. Man, by nature, does not love or respect or serve him as so. Almighty God's going to have to do something for a sinner before they'll refer to him and from the heart as Jesus, thou Son of David. This is the Lord God Himself. This is God to whom the Father, Jehovah, said, Psalm 110:1, Sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. No. When they started hearing blind Bartimaeus cry out back in Mark chapter 10, the scripture says when he called upon the Lord, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. They charged him that he should hold his peace. But the more they tried to get him to hush, he cried the more, a great deal, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me, have mercy. It's not money that I want. It's not money I want mercy. It's not money I need mercy. It's just, Lord, don't pass me by. I need mercy. Bartimaeus knew, if he passes me by, let me ask you this, you that hear my voice today. If he passes you by, if he passes me by, what do we got? We don't have anything. We're gone. We have no hope. We have nothing but judgment to look to. Lord, don't pass me by. Lord, don't leave me to myself. Bartimaeus knew if this is not the time, if this is the only time I got, if he leaves me here, all I've got is the blackness of darkness. All I've got is eternity cast out from him. That's all I got. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy. Have mercy. Here's the cry of a sinner. Don't look back. Don't look back on your profession. Don't look back on your walking down an aisle. Don't look back on your praying through or coming to the altar or being baptized or joining the church. Don't look back. I'm telling you, don't look back at a point in time and think that that was when the Lord saved me. And I know I was saved, and I look back at that, and that's what I'm holding on to. I've told the folks here so many times, yesterday is like yesterday's air. I enjoyed it. I needed it right then. You know what I need right now? I need a breath of air right now. I need right now. This is what I need. This is salvation. Today, to cry out to Christ for mercy. Right now, today is the day of salvation. How many funerals have been preached? And some man will stand up and here's someone that's left this world. And they have nothing to say concerning their faithfulness to cry out to the Lord today. But they look back to time when they were 13 years old, 15 years old. Well, I remember a time back when so-and-so, you know, he gave his heart to Jesus. And and I realized that he's not been faithful as he should. And my friend, let me tell you the heart of a believer. I need mercy right now. I need mercy now. Now. I need to come to Christ right now. I need the Lord now. That yesterday's gone. Water under the bridge. I need Him today. Jesus, thou son of David. He's like that publican. Pharisee and a publican went into the temple to pray. One of them bragged on himself, told God how great he was and how many things he had done, and how much he had given and how many times he had fasted and all of this. And this publican, he stood afar off. He wouldn't even lift up his eyes to heaven. He said, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Lord, have mercy on me today. And the scripture says in verse 49, and Jesus stood still. Can you imagine the Lord of glory, He who spoke this world into existence, He who upholds all things. Now here's what was happening. The Lord Jesus Christ was at that moment ruling everywhere. He was ruling everything. Everything was in the palm of His hand. Everything was being ordered. There wasn't a blade of grass growing that day. There wasn't a bird flying that He was not ordering right then. And I'll tell you how I know that. The scripture says He prayed in His high priestly prayer, John chapter 17, Thou hast given Him power over all things. That He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. So you know how much power He had while He walked right by blind Bartimaeus? You know how much power He had? All of it. All. He was ruling and reigning. God Almighty ordering all things, ordering everything. There's not a thing you can think of that He wasn't controlling and ordering right then. Everything. Everything was being governed by Him. He was ordering the steps of everybody that he should give eternal life to as many as the Father had given him. Everything was being ordered. And one man, one blind beggar, one sitting by the wayside, stinking beggar, one beggar, cried out, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy." And he stopped. He stood still. For one beggar that nobody else that would give the time of day, he stopped. And the scripture says he commanded him to be called. Oh, can you just, I envy that man. I envy him. Has the Lord stood still for me? Has he put me in need of him? Well, I tell you this, if I've been made to see the helplessness of myself, my absolute need of him saving my soul because I can't, if I realize that he alone has opened my blind eyes, gave me eyes to see and ears to hear, if he's given me faith to believe him that I, without him, can do nothing, nothing, then the Lord stopped for me. And if he's done that for you, he's done that for you too. He commanded, the scripture says. He stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, now listen to this. This should have been a word of conviction to people there. Listen to what they said to him. Be of good comfort. Rise. He calleth thee. He calleth thee. I wonder if anything went through their mind like, I wonder if he'd call me. He's calling you, Barnabas. I wonder if any of them thought, I wonder if he'll call me. I wonder if he'll have mercy on me. Did they ask him? If he were to get given my heart to do so, they would have. Because in the day of his power, he's going to, all that the Father's given him, he's going to give them a heart, willing. In that day, they're going to cry, you know, that calling of Bartimaeus, you bring him to me. The Lord did something for that man. Before Bartimaeus ever called, God did something for him. I'm telling you, life is imparted and faith reacts. With that life, God gives faith. And people say, well, believe on the Lord so he'll save you. I'm telling you, if God doesn't save you first, you don't have any faith. You have nothing. That truth of that the Lord doing something beautifully set forth from Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 10 to 14. The scripture, 29:14. 10, I'm sorry. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years he accomplished it, after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you, causing you to return to this place. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Can you imagine the thoughts that the Lord had toward Bartimaeus? The Lord was coming through that city of Jericho, and he knew, I'm getting ready to cross his path. And when the time of love was perfect, God's Spirit spoke to Bartimaeus and said, hear this. Jesus of Nazareth is passing by, and he cried out, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. He said, I know the thoughts I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not evil, to give you an expected end. That is, to give you hope in your final outcome. That's what it means. To give you an expected end. I'm going to give you some hope for your final outcome. Then shall you call on me. And you shall go and pray unto me. And I'll hearken. That's what Barnabas did. He prayed, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And here he said, and I'll hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. That heart that I gave you. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. I will turn away your captivity. I will gather you from all nations, from all places whither I've driven you, saith the Lord. I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Bartimaeus knew, here's my hope. And I'm not going to quit calling. I'm not going to, he's like Jacob. When the Lord told him, he said, turn me loose when they wrestled. And Jacob said, no, not unless you bless me. Back in verse 50, Mark 10, and he, casting away his garment, he rose and he came to Jesus. What does a believer do when God calls him out of darkness? I tell you what, he throws away that old garment of self-righteousness. That's what he does. He says, it's dumb to me. By the grace of God, I ain't coming back here. I'm not going to be here anymore. By God's grace, I'm going to Him. I'm going to come to Him. I'm going to call on Him. The Scripture says He took His garment, threw it away, rose, and He came to Jesus. Paul said in Philippians 3:7, what things were gained to me, those I counted loss. For Christ, I do count them but dung that I may win Christ. You that believe, do you look back on those things that you once trusted in? That you found, that can you imagine that old garment, blind Bartimaeus, like a child, it has a security blanket. That probably the most precious possession he had, just covered him up, kept him warm, kept him secure. Paul says, I do count them but dung, that I might win Christ. Bartimaeus knew that garment of a helpless beggar was not his garment. He said, I don't need that. Was that presumption? No, it was faith. Faith. In his heart, he knew this is God. And if God shows mercy to me, I'm going to see. I will see. But if I perish, I'm going to perish trusting Him. I'm going to throw this away. I'm coming to the Lord. In verse 51, and Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Now let me ask you this. You know what he's going to say, but let me ask you this. What would I do that the Lord should do for us? This is what blind Bartimaeus said. Lord, that I might receive my sight. I want to see. Here's a man that wanted to see the Lord. Is that not the desire of God's people called out of darkness? What do you want to see? I want to see Him. I want to see Him in Scriptures. I want to see Him in providence. I want to see Him. I want to see Him in my heart. I want to see Him. And I want to see Him one day face to face. I want to hear Him say, you know, enter in. Enter in. You know, enter into the kingdom that was been prepared for you from before the foundation of the world. Lord, I want to receive my sight. Not merely these eyes. He did. He wanted to see. But a believer, like blind Bartimaeus, a believer called out of darkness. We were blind. We were spiritually blind. You say, well, he was really blind. No, we were blind. We were blind. That we saw, we still were blind. Blind to that which was right. Blind to Him. He realized, he was convinced that this is the one that was spoken of in the book of Isaiah, chapter 35. This is Him. I know it is. Let me read this for you. 35, verses 3 to 6. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong. Fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing, and in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the field. What would you, Bartimaeus, that I should do for you? Lord, just what you promised that you'd do back in the prophets. You said you'd give me sight. Lord, would you give me sight? He wanted to see the one that his heart knew. Now, would you cause the eyes of my soul to behold you? Lord, I don't want to be blind to you anymore. Isn't that the heart of a believer? I don't want to be blind to you. I don't want to miss you. Lord, cause me in all that we're going through, even right now, in this world pandemic. Let me ask you this. Has the Lord made you to see Him in this? Somebody said, well, I can't believe God sent this. Well, the Scripture says that He worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. Who do you think sent it? You think Satan has the power, the will, the purpose to do this? No, no, no. He does all things after the counsel. He worketh all things after the counsel. Lord, cause me to see you in this. Cause me to behold your glory. And the Scripture says, and Jesus in verse 52 said unto him, go thy way. What's he saying? Go the way you want to go. Go the way you want to go. Now somebody might say, oh, please don't tell somebody that. You tell somebody that, they'll just go the way of the world. They'll go the way of the devil. They'll go, really? That's not what the Lord said. The Lord said, I know my sheep. I know my sheep. And they follow me. You tell a believer, go the way you want to go. You know what a believer is going to tell you? I want to follow him. That's what I want. I got an old man that I struggle with. I do understand that. But I tell you what I want to do. I want to go with him. I want to go where he's going. I want to go the way. I want him to order my steps. Go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And listen to this. And immediately he received his sight and he did go his way. That's what he did. He went just exactly where he wanted to go. What did he do? He followed Jesus in the way. That's where he wanted to go. He followed after the Lord. Blind Bartimaeus, an old stinking beggar, just like all of us by nature. He heard. Faith cometh by hearing. He called. You know, they'll call on me. He came. All the Father giveth me shall come to me. And he followed. That's what the Lord said they'd do. All marks of a believer. All marks of one that God Almighty has been pleased to show mercy and compassion in the day of His power. I pray that the Lord bless this word to our hearts and bless us today as we seek honestly to honor Him, praise Him for His glory and our good. Amen.